Matty Hoisted, he'll be able to reunite acquaintances with Henry Dwyer. They've been paired at the hip in recent major races, both Uncommon James and Asfira, and Henry joins me this morning. How are you, H?
Yeah, good, Mick. How are you?
Very well. You would have spent a fair bit of time at the bar, I'm tipping, after that run on Saturday. Gee, she was stiff.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. Didn't have the greatest of luck, but sometimes in racing you don't get it, and she didn't get it last time.
She pulled up well?
Yeah, really good. She didn't really know she had a run, which is not unexpected. She ate up Saturday night. We just left her up in Sydney with the view to maybe going over to Perth, assuming all the stars align. But, yeah, we'll see how things unfold. We've got to work through the logistics and the slots and all that sort of stuff. But she's up there anyway if we do get to that stage, and she can fly over in 2 weeks.
Well, she's in demand. You'll have no issues gaining a slot if you wish to go that way. I suppose it's just working out the negotiations and also whether she's physically well enough to do it. So do you think she's got a trip across the Nullarbor and another big run, you know, with this light campaign?
I do. We went in the Oakley Plate for her setup. She was second up the other day, so 3 runs shouldn't hurt her. I just wanted to see her. I know she didn't win the other day, but I love the way that she sort of relaxed pre-race. She was relaxed in the run. John McNeil hopped off and said, yeah, she probably should have won, but the main thing to take out of it was that he feels she'll run a strong 1,200 now, which was always a concern in my mind. And in reality, if you can fly from... She's up in Sydney anyway. If you can fly over there, it's a four-hour flight. It's a lot easier trip than a road trip to Adelaide for, you know, a race like the Sangster or something like that. So it shouldn't take too much out of her. She didn't have a hard run the other day. We'll probably have to give her a trial up in Sydney next Friday. That'll be 2 weeks post-Galaxy and 2 weeks pre-Quokka, assuming that's still our plan.
Will Jai go across to ride her in the Quokka?
Not at this stage. Well, we haven't worked through all that yet, but probably looking at putting Mitch Aitken on her if all the stars align, hopefully.
Big moment for Mitch.
Yeah, well, I sort of, Akram that owns the horse and myself, we try to be as loyal as we can, and Mitch has done all the work on her all the way through. He did nothing wrong on her, but we took him off for the Oakley Plate, being a Group 1, and we kept Jai on for the Galaxy, being a Group 1. But, you know, I know it's worth a lot of money, but money's not everything. It's not a Group 1 race, and I think it's a good opportunity for Mitch to get back on her and show that he can do the job.
What do you think her future is? Because she even though hasn't won this time in, she looks like she's improved again.
Yeah, I've got no doubt she's improved again, and she's done that prep to prep, and who knows, if we look after her and only give her the 3 runs, she might do it again, and she probably doesn't need to. Like, she's only competing in handicaps, and she's even low weight, but unexposed, really, this prep. Like, the Oakley Plate was a bit of a debacle. She went down her nose at the start, had a bit too much to do, and then last time, obviously, never got a crack at him. So, look, I think she's going super. As I said, 1,200 opens up a lot more doors for these horses. If they're restricted to 1,000, 1,100, there's just so few options for them. But if we can get her out to 1,200, you know, there's handicaps to start with, but she might end up away for age sprinter, which is the hope.
And is she sound in herself, or is she going to be restricted to short, sharp campaigns, do you think?
I just think mentally she's probably restricted to short, sharp campaigns or not being over-raced anyway. It's not so much physically. She is quite sound. She hasn't got the best legs in the world, but they've never troubled her. She's sound. But I just think spacing her runs a bit, keeping her mentally, you know, not ground down, I think that'll be her best friend longer term. But we have looked after her today. She's a four-year-old mare. She's only had 9 or 10 starts, and, you know, there's plenty for her in years to come. And Akram, who owns her, has got no rush to send her to stud. She's a racehorse, and he sees her that way, and he'll probably keep her when she's finished racing to breed from. But, you know, there's plenty of racing ahead, especially, you know, when they're at that level.
All right. Do you think you'll have a deal sorted by the end of the week?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say the next 48 hours we'll be able to announce something.
Excellent. That's exciting. What about a winner today at Mornington? You've got a four-horse team heading there.
Yeah, we do. Knightstick in the last. He should have almost won his last couple. He's pretty short in the market. I think he'll probably start 230, 240, but he should be pretty hard to beat. And I thought, George the Giant in the 1,500-metre maiden, he should put himself on pace. It'll be pretty hard to beat.
So that's race 3, number 1, George the Giant, about $3, and race 8, number 5, Knightstick at $2.90. Has your potential Warrnambool Bull team, have you got a nice jumper in the midst?
We're a little bit behind the 8-ball with them this year. We had a couple of tenders last year that have just taken a little bit longer to come to hand. So, like Bud Fox and Riding High Bud Fox actually gone back to the paddock. He just had a knee issue as well, so he'll be out of action. But riding highs on the comeback trail, he won the Australian Steeple a couple of years ago. Brundle Birdie, he's a nice horse. He won the Grand National Consolation at the last meeting last year. Furioso, he's maiden hurdler. He'll go around on the flat later in the week. But, yeah, there's a few irons in the fire anyway.
Who's your best, do you think, outside of the exposed?
I reckon Furioso will go through his grades pretty well. He ran second, I reckon, in a maiden hurdle here at the last meeting against Port Galam, and, you know, horses rated about 80 or 90 on the flat, and he's a 57 rater on the flat, so he should pick up a, you know, 2,400 metre 58 or something before he goes jumping and be looking pretty good for a maiden hurdle at Warrnambool.
Good on you, Henry. Bad luck on the weekend, but fingers crossed you'll get the quokka slot, and you'll be racing for big cash in a few weeks.
It would be a nice consolation.
Good on you, mate. Henry Dwyer there, so...